With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Jewish reaction to the election of New York City's first Muslim mayor was swift and strong.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zohran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
Correspondent Walter Ratliff reporting. The government shutdown continues with no end in sight as Americans are increasingly affected. President Trump says Republicans would be able to pass all their priorities if the Senate does away with the filibuster, which requires a 60-vote minimum.
If the filibuster is terminated, we will have the most productive 3 years in the history of our country. If the filibuster is not terminated, then we will be in a slog with the Democrats, and very little for either party will be done.
But most GOP senators do not support changing the rules. They argue the filibuster has allowed them to halt Democratic policies when they're not in power. The shutdown has rattled air travel, most recently with an unprecedented effort from the Federal Aviation Administration to cut flights by 10% at airports nationwide. And the disruptions are causing some to instead hit the road or buy a train ticket. That could mean more and more business for car rentals and long-haul businesses and passenger trains like Amtrak. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 74 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going to court again.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to hear a challenge to laws in Texas and Louisiana that require all public schools to post the Decalogue in prominent places. The court has set arguments for January 20th in the twin cases, which hinge on questions of church-state separation. Legal analysts predict that no matter who wins, the cases will ultimately be appealed to the Supreme Court. The ACLU and various atheist groups filed suit in both states.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. The Supreme Court is due to hear arguments involving whether an inmate of a minority religious group, the Rastafarians, can sue for monetary damages after the warden violated his religious rights. Damon Landor, the petitioner, wore long dreadlocks for almost 20 years as an expression of his beliefs as a Rastafarian, part of a practice known as the Nazarite vow. This is SRN News. An EU maritime group has intervened to thwart suspected Somali pirates who had hijacked a Malta-flagged tanker earlier this week.
The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Helles Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members who had locked themselves inside a part of the ship. I'm Charles Tuletesma.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to open a national call center to help local and state law enforcement agencies find unaccompanied migrant children. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.